Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Hi. What do you customer support for?
Is a third-party company that sells over thousands of products for different companies. Hello?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
I said this is a third-party company that serves over thousands of products for different companies. Hello? Hello?
Hi, do you
Yes.
represent the company called Supreme Shop?
I don't know what company you are calling for, sir, until I pull up an account. May I please have your zip code?
I'm calling about a company that charged me $56.95
May I
for
please have your
something
zip
that I
code?
never bought. Excuse me?
May I please have your zip code?
Sure, 33484.
Thank you. I have your first and last name.
Ron Pressman.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Don Pressman.
I can't hear you.
My name is Don Pressman.
Don Presley.
Don Pressman.
Could it be under Sheldon Pressman?
It certainly could be. That's my formal name. My friends call me Don. You can call me Don.
May you please verify that address for me for security purposes?
15367 Lake Wisteria Road, Delray Beach, Florida, 33484.
Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you? Hello?
Yes.
I have your account pulled up, sir. How may I help you?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
I have your account pulled up, sir. How may I help you?
Can you tell me what I bought for $56.95 and $5.74 and $5.80?
Okay, sir. It says here that on November 10th, you enter into a sweepstakes fight. You enter into a sweepstakes to win something, $5.74. And because you didn't cancel your account, they charged you $56.95.
What's the 574 for?
When you the answer to the sweepstakes.
Yeah. What's the 5695 for?
Because you didn't cancel
Didn't cancel what?
the account, like they said in the terms and conditions. It said if you didn't cancel, you'd be charged.
For what product?
No
I didn't
product,
get any
sir.
product.
You wasn't charged for no product, sir. It said in the terms and conditions that if you did not cancel your account, you would be charged $56.95, and you also receive a $125 gift card.
And I got a gift card?
Yes, sir. That's what it says. Did you not receive it?
I didn't get any gift card. I didn't get any product. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sir, you don't receive any product for the $56.95. They charged you because you did not cancel your account, sir. You don't receive anything.
So, I never had an account. I don't even know what company it is. What's the name of the company?
Sir, when you said that you entered into the sweep, did you enter into a sweepstakes, sir, to win something on November 10th?
I have trouble understanding what you're saying. What I'm saying to you is I see a charge in my account that says Supreme Talk. I never received a Supreme Talk. I never signed up for a company. I don't have any idea what the name of the company is.
You do not remember. You do not remember entering. You do not remember entering into a sweepstakes, sir, to win something. Or they
the
said
Williams
you.
The Williams Company?
Yes.
I don't even know what the Williams Company is. What do they do? What
it says here that you entered to win a cooler, a Yeti cooler.
I don't have any cooler.
Did you enter to win a cooler, sir?
No.
So you do not remember entering to win a cooler with rollers on, with wheels on it, a Yeti cooler, where you put drinks in?
No, are you telling me that this is a contest?
You enter to a sweepstakes to
win
it. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't win, you lose everything.
If you do not win, you will be billed. And because you didn't cancel your account, that's why you were billed. Do you know anyone who could have made these purchases?
Well, I guess my question is, can you credit my account?
Do you know anyone who could have made these purchases, sir?
Excuse me?
Do you know anyone who could have made these purchases?
No.
Okay, sir. Well, this will be considered fraud, and I'll have to transfer you to the fraud department. Give me one moment. Okay, sir. Before I transfer you, is there anything else I can do for you today? Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Before I transfer you, is there anything else I can do for you today?
Before you transfer, what's going to happen?
I'm sorry?
I heard you say before I transfer you, but I did not hear the rest of your sentence.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
You can credit my account. That's the purpose of my call.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Okay, you can't help me then. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir, this is considered fraud. I'm transferring you to the fraud department.
Okay, so do that then.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Hold, please.